Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to Monsters Among Us. I am your guide, Derek Hayes. Welcome to the program. I truly hope everyone is in the mood to hear something spooky. Now, before I get started, however, I have a very important announcement to make. My upcoming trip to the Mothman Festival in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, has officially been canceled. I intended to fly to Ohio last night to help my mom with a few home improvement projects. But we found out just before I was set to leave for the airport that her shipment of materials would not arrive until well after I was already back home in California. So, we've rescheduled. So to those attending that were hoping to run into me, I truly apologize. But sometimes, that's just how it goes. There will be other events, and hopefully, I'll see you at one of them. Now, I have a killer show lined up for the evening, so without further fanfare, let's get this thing started. We're going to kick things off with a black cat tale. The following comes to us from Eric in the state of California.
Hey, Derek. This is Eric. I am calling from Palm Springs, California. Out here for a little bit, enjoying the heat. In any case, I heard a black cat story, and I didn't know that this was a thing, because I have a pretty intense experience with one, and it takes place actually in Israel, in Jerusalem. I was on a trip with, well, I was in college my sophomore year, in 2010. Yeah, 2010. Anyway, we were at the site, like Joseph's tomb, which is this beautiful garden. It's facing this place called the Skull in Bible, and certain of the Gospels, that Jesus is crucified at a place called the Skull. And in Jerusalem, there is a mountain that looks like a skull. The face of the mountain looks like a skull. So Joseph's tomb, where Jesus would have maybe been laid to rest, and that's where the scene of him not being there and being risen is there. And they built this garden. On top of this mountain is a graveyard, and it looks like a very old graveyard because the graves are very lopsided, but it gives you a good idea of the scale of how big the mountain is, how far away we are from that. And so my group and I are listening to the tour guide, And we're looking at this, and above my tour guide's head, in this graveyard on the Skull Mountain or Golgotha, is this huge black cat. And I've never seen a cat this big. And there's no way it's like a house cat. This is like a panther or a jaguar or something, but it is a big black cat. And I realize how big it is because it's crawling over the tombstones. And these tombstones, even if they are like regular tombstones, I know they're actually pretty large because this is a famous like archaeological historical site. A lot of tourists come here. And it's not trying to hide. And I actually nudge my friend Tony that's sitting right next to me as I am speechless, one, because I can't believe something this big is this close to me. Even though it's up on the mountain, I mean, the size of it versus the time it would take it to come down this huge hill, I was pretty shook. I asked Tony if he saw it. I didn't want to interrupt the whole group and say, hey, everybody, look at this big black cat. But I also was in shock enough because this thing was huge, and it was so unexpected to see, and Tony saw it as well. And we kind of just sit there in awe. I didn't know that black cat sightings were a thing. And I don't know. I tried to see if something like that is indigenous to Israel. And I mean, in the middle of a city center like Jerusalem, it just seemed very out of place. But I witnessed it, and one of my good friends witnessed it. And so if anybody has anything like that, I mean, it was just kind of roaming through this graveyard that's above of where Jesus may have been crucified and buried and resurrected and all this. So I've seen the Passion of the Christ and things like that. I don't know if it was some type of form of evil incarnate. I did have a dream that I was speaking to a big black cat, like a black panther, prior to that. So everything seemed to kind of click with me, but I can't remember exactly what I was speaking with the panther about. And I know from my research, like spirit animals, it's one of the more powerful ones. So I don't know. I don't think it's happenstance, but it'd be interesting to see if anybody else had something similar in Israel. If it is an indigenous cat, then maybe I'm, you know, blowing something out of proportion, but something that big wandering the streets of Jerusalem, it's pretty intimidating, to say the least. Anyway, really appreciate the show. Thanks for listening, and I don't know, hopefully I'll hear it. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Eric. Now, as it turns out, the leopard is indigenous to Israel, and they've been known to be melanistic. Melanistic being the opposite of albinism, so an all-black cat. But there's a hang-up here. Leopards are extremely rare in that part of the world, and their numbers are dwindling each and every year. So the chances that Eric saw one of these elusive creatures, one of maybe a dozen in the entire country, and a black one to boot, that just doesn't seem all that likely. Now, of course, that's not to say it's more likely that he saw a specter cat or something along those lines. But that leaves us with the question of, what did he see? Is it a creature similar to the black dog legends of the UK? A bit of a protector of the area? Or was it simply someone's escaped pet? Thank you again, Eric, for taking the time to share your tale. Now, our next story is delivered to us via the state of Maine. The following was submitted by Jen.
Hi, Derek. This is Jen in Maine. I'm actually calling about something that happened when I went to college in Illinois in 1996. I was staying in a dorm, and I had a roommate who was away on a vacation. It was really close to a holiday, and she left early. And I was in the habit of getting late-night phone calls from my boyfriend at the time because he was in Marine Corps training camp a few time zones away. So I would commonly get calls around 1 a.m. and answer them. So one night I was asleep, and my phone rang, and it startled me awake like it always did because I kept the ringer turned all the way up. And I tripped over a person who happened to be sitting on the bed next to mine. Our beds were parallel. They were sitting on the bed facing me, almost like leaning forward on their elbows. And when I tripped over the person, I apologized and patted them on the head. And I felt in my hand like the natty texture of my roommate's hair. She was African American and she had a very specific texture to her hair. So I patted the person's hair and then ran off to the phone, answered it, and then was struck by the fact that my roommate wasn't there. So I turned my light on, and sure enough, there was no one in the room with me. And there was nothing to trip over because our school had very strict rules about room cleanliness. So there was absolutely nothing on the floors between the beds. And furthermore, I checked the door and it was also locked. So needless to say, I got up and spent the night in another friend's room. But I just thought you would find that interesting, a shadow person that had tangible feelings, a tangible quality to them. Anyway, thanks. I love your show. Been binging it for a few months now, and I hope you can use this. Thanks.
Thanks, Jen. Now, it's not all that often that someone reports actually touching an entity, be it a ghost or shadow person or something else. So this is a bit exciting for me. Now, I wonder if there were any other odd details noticed when she touched the being's head. Was it cold or staticky? So thank you again, Jen, for sharing that tale.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
For our next story, we stay in the Northeast. The following comes to us from Kyle in the state of New York.
Hey, Garrett. I have a story. Well, it happened, obviously, but this occurred in the year 2000 during Easter break. I was about 12 years old and staying at my aunt's house. It was around the east side of Lake Monroe in Central Florida. It was like a swamp, kind of swampland off the east side of that lake. And me and my dad went to some stock car races, nothing big, you know, just some back country, Central Florida stuff, I guess. And we were there pretty late. I want to say we left around, between 11 and 12. And the ride back was a good, you know, good drive. We got back, I want to say it was around between 1 and 2. And we're driving on a highway that runs along the east side of Lake Monroe. And my aunt, she was fairly well off. You know, they had a nice big house in the woods, swampy woods in Central Florida. We turn off this main highway that ran along the lake, and it turns off onto a dirt road, and my aunt lived off that dirt road. And so we're heading up the dirt road, I want to say quarter of a mile, maybe eighth of a mile, and her driveway to her house was we would have took a right off of that. So it's late at night and we're heading up that road and we're about to hit the driveway. We're about to take the right turn off and right past maybe 15 to 20 feet past the driveway, we saw off the ground, and this is all wooded, you know, woods, swamps around and stuff, and a red orb in the air, I'd say about 20 feet off the ground. We stopped, you know, before we take that right to my aunt's house, and I just, the one thing I remember for is my dad saying, you know, what the hell is that? And we really just sat there and not saying anything, staring at this thing. It was a red orb, I'd say between the size of a basketball and a beach ball, you know, around that diameter. And, you know, it was glowing red, a deep red, not quite blood red, but all, you know, pretty dark red. It was glowing. We watched it for about, I don't know, I'd say 10 to 15 seconds. And then it shot off into the woods, up and to the right into the woods. You know, I don't know how fast it was going. It's hard to tell things like that. You know, could have been going 1,000 miles an hour, 100, but like in the blink of an eye, pretty much it was gone. And we sat there and then we finally took the right, go to my aunt's house. Me and my dad get back. We get back to the house and we go into the guest house. For some reason, you know, between 1 and 2 a.m. in the morning, my cousin who lived there and my friend who was on vacation with us, we're up, like, you know, that late, and they're at the open, you know, big open window in the guest house, listening out into the woods around the house. And all they heard a bunch of animals going crazy. When we got back, you know, we still heard what sounded like a bunch of animals in the woods of Florida going crazy. And I asked them, I'm like, what's going on? They're like, oh yeah, we're, you know, for, you know, the past whatever 10 minutes. Been hearing all the animals going nuts, you know, make calling and stuff, and I told them about what happened. My buddy was blown away, and that was really it. The animals died down a little after that. We ended up going to bed. And anytime after that, my dad says he doesn't remember much of it. I think he had some drinks. We were at these stock car races, and he you know, I think that might be one of the particular reasons he doesn't remember it as good as I do. But a strange thing, years later, you know, I'd bring it up and he'd say, oh, yeah. And kind of brush it off. I think he's kind of uncomfortable dealing with it because he doesn't know what it was, you know, from that older generation. But the one time he says, I remember seeing an owl that night. And that, you know, a bell went off because at that point I'd done a bunch of research and I know, you know, owls come up in a lot of cases with UFOs and stuff like that. And I guess I'd just like to hear your thoughts on it, all that stuff. And I know a lot of cases, UFOs or whatever, Bigfoot, whatever it is, everything goes silent in the woods. But in this case, we didn't hear it until I got back. But, you know, there's all the animals in the woods going crazy. I wonder if you heard any other cases going crazy, or, you know, dogs barking, whatever, at UFOs like this, or anything like that. All right, thanks, man.
Thank you, Kyle. Now, I certainly can't say that I've ever heard of an entire forest worth of animals fleeing at once, at least not outside of Hollywood. But this story did remind me of several Sasquatch flaps that involved missing dogs. The Missouri Monster being one of them, Momo, in the Siege of Hanobia, in Oklahoma being another. Then you're left with this pesky red orb. Well, believe it or not, some Sasquatch sightings are reported in tandem with glowing orbs or spook light sightings, though it seems a majority of those encounters described a blue light rather than a red one. So obviously I'm not suggesting a Sasquatch is to blame, but I couldn't help but notice those loose parallels, and I thought I would, at the very least, bring them up. Thank you again, Kyle, for taking the time to share your story. Now, the next story is a bit of a strange one, and comes to us from my state of California. The following is Mark's call.
Hey, Derek. My name is Mark, and I'm from California. I got a quick story for you. What happened about a month ago when I was over here at work? I work on a dairy farm, and I'm the only one outside at night. The dairy is very, very big, so there's only a little bit of spots of light, and the rest is just pitch black and just dark. I'm in charge of everything, so I just go make my rounds and stuff. One day, like around 3:30 in the morning, I was in the back with the feed trucks, and I was getting ready so the cows could eat. I heard some voices behind the hay barn, so I went back there, and I didn't see anybody. So I was like, huh. So that was kind of weird. So I went back into the front to do what I was doing again. Again, I heard people talking. I went back there again, and I didn't see anybody again. Like, everything had stopped. And so I decided to hop in the loader just to wait and just see if I hear it, then I can turn on the lights, because the way it was parked, it was like, it was facing that way, but in the dark. So I hop in there, and then I remember slowly, at this point, it's 3:35 a.m., and I put the seat back, and I remember I put my alarm on my phone for 8 minutes, so I could rest and, you know, like take a little power nap, and just instantly, like almost instantly, it was weird, because I woke up, and I'm in this room. There's a door in front of me. It opens up, and immediately this guy, he rushes me with a knife. And his face, he has no facial expression. He has no nothing. I jump out the way, and he trips, and he just falls lifeless on the floor. So at first, I'm like, what is that? You know, like, and then, like, he didn't make the noise. He wasn't breathing or nothing. All of a sudden, there was another door that opened up. The other door that opened up, there was two beings. There was a very tall man with a crow face, like he has a mask of a crow, and there's a guy next to him, his face is contorted, like twisted, like smiling and twisted. He had like a suit on, but unbuttoned, and he comes after me, and he rushes me, and he grabs my wrist trying to pull me in. As soon as that happens, his suit opens up, and he has like a saw blade in his stomach, just spinning, like it's on, like it's powered, just spinning around. He's trying to pull me into the blade. So our hands are immediately just all locked on together. I pull him down, and he falls on top of it, and he makes no sound or no movement. I look up at the crow being, and he turns around, closes the door, and I wake up. I'm in the loader, and immediately I'm sweating like bad. You know, I freaking look at my wrist, and the crazy part was there was handprints on my wrist, and they were extremely hot. I get off of the loader, and I'm hauling, you know, ass all the way to the front of the dairy just to get out of the area on the tractor. And I feel like there was something breathing on the back of my neck while I was driving. Crazier part was when I got to the front of the dairy, only 5 minutes I went by the whole experience. I still had 3 minutes left on my timer. And like I said, I woke up sweating like in a matter of five, like that, all that happened in a matter of 5 minutes. And I was like extremely sweating. There was no heater on inside the loader. It was almost impossible. I am almost sure I got into an altercation with some demonic forces. Anyway, hope to make it on the show. I love the show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mark. Now, normally I would shy away from a strange dream submission, but this one's just a little bit different. You have the element of missing, or at least shifting time, as well as the physical marks left on Mark's arm. Now, I couldn't even make a guess as to what could be behind this, but I thought maybe in sharing it, we might dust off a few clues, at the very least. So if anyone else out there has heard of or experienced something similar to what Mark has just described, do us a favor, reach out. In the meantime, we'll keep asking those questions, Mark. But thank you for sharing your story. Now, before I visit the last couple calls of the evening, I have a few announcements I need to touch on. I have great news for Patreon supporters. A new episode posted earlier this week, the first of a new segment I'm calling The Scariest Things You've Ever Heard. This week, I sat down with Blurry Photos' David Flora to discuss cannibals, ghost stories, and what scares him. A $4 pledge and up gets you access to that episode and many, many more. While you're poking around on the internet, be sure to follow the show on all the popular social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, to be more specific. And be sure to join the Facebook group while you're at it. It's like the Facebook page, only a lot more fun. And lastly, if you have a story you would like shared on the show, simply call the hotline at 1-888-608-NIGHT. That's 1-888-608-6444. Or you can visit the website at monstersamonguspodcast.com and click on the Report Your Sightings tab for anonymous options. And don't forget, I am still looking for outdoorsmen and outdoorswomen calls. So if you had a freaky encounter while you were hunting, or birdwatching, or collecting mushrooms, we want to hear about it. When you do send that submission in, be sure to mention outdoorsman early in the call so I can search my email and find your call more easily.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
And that pretty much does it for tonight's announcements, so let's move on to our next call. Coming to us from one of my favorite states, the following was submitted anonymously from the state of Oregon.
Hi, I'm 12 years old, and I live in Oregon, and this is a time where me and my dad went on a train and saw a black-eyed man. So we got on the train, and then after a while of sitting down on the seats, I look behind me, and there's a man sitting down. And he has pitch black eyes with no pupil or anything. And he's just sitting there. He had a hat on, was a black man. Yeah, and he was nicely dressed. And yeah, he just had black eyes. Thanks for letting me tell my story.
Thank you, caller. Now, believe it or not, there are actually several logical explanations to explain why this gentleman's eyes could have appeared black. The first, and possibly most obvious, is the use of contact lenses. These are fairly affordable and easy to get at most Halloween stores or online year-round. Now, the second cause is more medical in nature. There's actually a disorder known as aniridia, which results in the absence of the iris, typically in both eyes, as a result of injury or birth defect. Now granted, I'll be the first to admit that the appearance of an eye with aniridia looks nothing like the description given of the notorious black-eyed children, which I can only assume is the phenomenon we're dealing with here. And since I almost never get to share stories about the black-eyed kids, I did some digging and found one that I can share. The following story comes to us from Cabin Nightmare Stories.
Hi, I'm Glenn. I'm 58 years old and live in Tampa. This story happened to me yesterday after a concert my wife and I attended. We went to this restaurant pretty late. It was a huge restaurant, and it wasn't that busy. They sat us what seemed like the furthest part where we were all alone, which I thought was weird. After about 5 minutes, they sat this girl right next to us, which seemed weird because there must have been 20 empty seats all around us, and they put her right next to us. I was completely drawn to her and intrigued. I don't know what it was. I just couldn't stop staring at her. She was just your normal looking girl. She had glasses, black hair, a pink shirt, and jeans. Maybe it was because she was by herself. I don't know. I just couldn't stop. Like, I knew something was going to happen with this girl. Something was telling me. Tampa had real bad storms coming in, and I wanted to get home before they arrived. So we ordered fast, and I just kept looking over at her, and I noticed my wife doing the same thing. This girl did not say a word. No waiters or waitresses came over to take her order. She just sat there. I started to hear thunder outside. I told my wife, "You almost ready to go?" She said, "Yes, I'm ready." I asked the waiter for the bill, and my wife kicked me underneath the table. I looked over at the girl, and she was looking at me with the deepest, darkest black eyes I have ever seen in my life. At this point, it was the most unbelievable thing I have ever witnessed in my life. Just then, the restaurant went completely black. They had lost power. I could hear thunder crashing outside. We sat in complete darkness for about 15 seconds. When the lights turned back on, the girl was gone. There was no trace of her anywhere. My wife goes, "Where did she go?" I said, "Was she even ever there in the first place?" I asked the waiter if he saw her too. He said he did, so I wasn't crazy. I went home and did some research and found a lot of articles on black-eyed kids. As soon as I read it, I knew that's what I witnessed.
Full disclosure. I cannot determine if this is a fictional telling or a retelling of a real-life encounter, but my instinct says it's the former. So, take this story with a large grain of salt. True or not, the story is interesting, and is pretty par for the course with a lot of these black-eyed kid sightings. And like our friends, the Mirrored Men, those black-eyed kids are downright spooky. Thank you again, caller, for taking the time to share your experience. Alright, we only have a couple more stories to share. So up next is another anonymous submission from the state of Pennsylvania.
Hey, Derek. I love your show. I have one story. It's actually my brother's story. He lives in New Wilmington, Pennsylvania. And to start this off, you have to know that my brother is not in any way, shape, or form into cryptozoology or any kind of Bigfoot or aliens or anything like that. That's all me. It's not him. But anyways, so he's getting ready to move from one end of town to the other, same town. And so he's getting ready to move, and he's got four or five kids in the house at one time. So he's got to move all these beds. And he's in the house alone, and he's got piano locks with him. And he's getting ready to take apart a headboard, take it downstairs. So he's by himself, and he's down at the bottom of the bed. And he goes to loosen one of the bolts, and he flips his finger a little bit, and he goes, "Ah, son of a..." So he yells real loud. And when he looks over, he sees what looks like shoes and the bottom of a skirt from about the 1800s or so. And by the time he looked up to see the face, there was nobody there. So he gets up, starts walking around, walks downstairs to see if he can find anybody or anything. Doesn't find anything, but as he's doing this, he has his piano lock still in his hand, so he's making the clicky noise you can make with him, like tap, 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 like. So he's on there, so while he's downstairs looking, he leaves the piano lock on the counter. So he goes back upstairs, and he's up there, and he's like, "Oh, I forgot my piano lock downstairs," and he hears the clicking again. He goes, so at that point, he stops and just runs out of his house. So I don't know if this is maybe just the energy, because he got hurt, he got mad. Maybe the anger brings out energy that can manifest the ghost, maybe. I don't know. But for him, he got pretty freaked out about this, and he doesn't believe in ghosts or Bigfoot, aliens, or anything like that. And I thought it was an interesting story, and I hope you can use it. Thanks. Bye.
This is getting a little bit weird. Just last week, I had several people come up to me after one of my talks at Crypticon to tell me about the apparitions they saw. Or should I say, half of the apparitions they saw. In addition, I've also discussed quite a few half-apparition videos on the upcoming season of Paranormal Caught on Camera. So perhaps this sighting has been around for a long time. But it's kind of weird that I'm just now hearing a lot about it. I'm not exactly sure why we'd only be able to see half of an entity, and typically it's the bottom half and not the top half. But what would this show be without a couple mysteries? Thank you again, caller, for sharing that experience.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And that brings us to our final call of the evening. The following was submitted by Andrew in the state of Oklahoma.
Hey, Derek, this is Andrew from Oklahoma City, and my experience takes place in a little wildlife reserve called Martin Nature Park. I usually walk a lap or two around it in the mornings, early mornings. I got to admit, I'm a little bit of an antisocial person, so if I pull up into the parking area and there's any other cars, I'll typically just leave and go walk around a nearby lake or something like that. So on this particular day, I pull up, there's no cars there, so I get ready for my little mild hike, and I get probably 10 minutes into the hike, and I noticed on the left side of the trail, probably 100 foot up, I see this guy leaning up against a tree, and he's just staring out into this little clearing, and I assume that he's looking at some sort of wildlife. So I try to be as quiet as I can as I approach, and the trail is made up of like crushed gravel, so it's near impossible to be silent whenever you are walking on it. But as I get closer, I realize that he's not looking at any kind of wildlife at all. He's just kind of creepily staring out into nothing. So as I approach, I awkwardly say good morning, to which I get zero reply. He just stays completely quiet. So I just pass on by, and I think in my head, well, it's a kind of a pretty peaceful place. Maybe he's meditating or something like this. And I continue on. But as I continue down, I'm trying to be aware of my surroundings now that I know that somebody's out there. And so I peek back a couple times to make sure, that if he's following me, if he's staying there. And he was just staying right there where he was. So I get far enough down the trail that I don't see him anymore. And I just go about the morning enjoying the wildlife and this and that. And I get probably, I'd say another mile into the walk there. And there's this group of deer standing over on the, off in this clearing. And so I stop and I get out my phone and take some pictures and that kind of thing. And the deer there are pretty used to people because it's a nature preserve and there's tons of people that go through there. Well, they start, kind of moving away from me. So I put my phone up and before I can start back down the trail, this guy is standing a foot or two off of my right shoulder and scares me to death. And so I jump back and I'm startled to see this guy standing there, and I'm trying to figure out how did he get here. And keep in mind, I can see probably at least a couple hundred foot in both directions up and down the trail from where I'm standing. And like I said before, there's that crushed gravel. So it makes noise when you walk on it. So all this is running through my mind, and he's staring out into the abyss through me, through the deer. And he just says, they're beautiful, aren't they? And I'm, you know, freaked out at this point. So I try to kind of shuffle away from him, but not be rude. And I say, oh yeah, they're beautiful. And I say, have you seen a lot of, you know, critters out this morning? You know, I'm just trying to get away from him, but not be, a jerk or anything like that. And I don't get any reply at all. So I turn around, and the guy is gone. I don't see him anywhere. And like I said before, I can see up and down the trail in both directions. It's a wooded area off the trail, but it's Oklahoma, you know, blackjack trees. You can see through them. It's not like, you know, it's really, really hard to see through. He didn't go off into the woods. He's not either direction up and down the trail. So I could tell he was wearing dark clothing. I'm colorblind, so I couldn't give you the exact color of what clothing he was wearing, but, you know, just a regular shirt, regular pants, you know, but they were dark colored. And he looked like he may have been, I don't know, maybe 35, somewhere in there, mid-30s, something like that. I was creeped out at the situation, but I wasn't, like, I didn't seem like, you know, I had to be worried about him or anything like that. He didn't seem aggressive. In fact, I only heard him say a few words, but he seemed really peaceful and kind of, you know, gave that Zen vibe. But, yeah, it kind of shook me up a little bit. Like I said, I mean, you know, it may not be paranormal, but, and I ran through different scenarios of, you know, was he homeless? Did he live out in the woods? How did he get there? Because once again, when I got back to the parking lot at the end of all this, there were still no cars in the parking lot. So he didn't drive in. So as best I could tell, you know, trying to rationalize it, he must have walked in, and I must have just been so distracted that I didn't see where he went or something. He had to have gone into the woods. Like I said, I could see into the woods very clearly, but I'm just trying to figure out, you know, a reasonable explanation for it. So it freaked me out pretty good. And just a couple minutes after I kind of gathered my thoughts, I was like, man, I need to probably call my wife and let her know what happened. So I called her and let her know exactly where I was, just in case, you know, she needed to find my body or something if something crazy went down. But I've been out there dozens of times since and haven't seen him or experienced anything like that. But anyway, thanks for listening to my experience, and thank you so much for the podcast.
Thank you, Andrew. There's something off-putting about the vulnerability we have when we're outdoors like that. There's nowhere to run, there's nowhere to hide. Whatever we're faced with, we have to deal with. And unfortunately, that's difficult to do when the thing that you're dealing with simply disappears. Though I suppose, like Andrew said, there could be a logical explanation here. Maybe the guy was trying to play a prank on him and simply ducked behind a tree. Or maybe he was extremely fast and ran away quickly and quietly. But judging by Andrew's description, neither of those logical explanations seem to fit the story whatsoever. So like Mark's call from earlier this evening, if you have any information on this type of sighting, maybe this has happened to you, maybe it's happened to you in the exact same park, give us a ring and let us know about it. With each new story that's uncovered, we get a little bit closer to the answer. Thank you again, Andrew, for sharing that terrifying tale. And that's going to do it for this episode. Monsters Among Us is written and produced by me, Derek Hayes. Additional support is provided by Warren Pond-Abbott, Eddie Lloyd, and Tony Bell. All audio used in this production is done so under the protection of fair use. And that bone-chilling music you're listening to? Well, that's Coag music. Thank you all for listening, and until next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Of course I wouldn't leave you hanging. Tonight's bonus story comes to us from the state of Pennsylvania and was submitted by Freaked Out in McKeesport. Hello. Had a very weird thing happen just last night, August 7th, 2019. We live in a small community on a hilltop overlooking a small marina near McKeesport, Pennsylvania. It was somewhere between 7 and 7:30 p.m., and the sky was dark, and it had been looking like it was going to rain for about an hour or so. I was standing at my bathroom window just watching the storm clouds. Not much can be seen from that window, just my neighbor's rooftop to the right, and lots of trees to the left. There's a road back there that runs up the hill through the shallow valley, and also more houses on the hilltop on the opposite side of the road, but they can't be seen for all the trees. That hilltop is slightly higher, so the trees on that side are taller. There was no air moving whatsoever. I glanced to the left toward the trees, just as I was about to step away from the window, and that's when I saw movement. It looked like something gigantic, but invisible. It was moving through the trees. I could actually see them moving as if they were being pushed aside and held there by a giant hand until whatever it was had passed. And this followed a very distinct path. I can't even begin to imagine what could have done that. These are full-grown trees, around 50 to 60 feet tall. And as I said, there was no air moving, and it wasn't raining. I know of no weather phenomenon that could do that anyway. I watched it for probably close to a minute, until whatever it was had cleared the tree line. I heard no noise, felt no vibration, and saw no disturbance in the air. So what the heck was it? I'm still scratching my head. Sincerely, Freaked Out in McKeesport. Well, thank you for submitting that story. And I'm with you. I'm not entirely sure what would cause something like that. But there are a few clues in the story that could send me in the right direction. The submitter mentioned that it was about to rain, so we know inclement weather is at least approaching, and anyone that's lived in the Midwest, including Pennsylvania, knows of the threat of tornadoes. So my thought here is it possible that a very small tornado went through the trees and was able to push them aside without the submitter actually seeing said tornado? I've actually never laid eyes on one myself. I've seen dust devils, I've seen funnel clouds, but I've never seen, with my own eyes, a full-blown tornado. So this theory could be completely thrown out the window. Perhaps even small tornadoes are very visible. The bottom line is that, just like everyone else, I have no idea what this person saw, but I'm very happy they decided to share the story. So thank you for that submission, and thank you for sticking around to the end of the program. Have a great night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
At Care Heating and Cooling, we put you first. You are the reason we're open 7 days a week and why it's easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Your safety is why we check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide, and it's because of you that our techs are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So it's no surprise that last year Care was awarded a BBB Torch Award for Ethics. Because at Care, we're committed to doing business right. Call Care at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.